Hello, dear friends. Here we are, Moment of Harmony with Euripides Barçanufo. Messages that were received by Corina Novellino in 1955, published in a book named Euripides, O Espírito e o Compromisso. And this book brings to us about his story and these messages that were received at a time when Chico Xavier also was receiving messages by Euripides Barçanufo, a mind that, after the discarnation of Dr. Bezerra de Menezes, Euripides Barçanufo became the vessel through which Dr. Bezerra also prescribed devices and homeopathy as well as a doctor. And I'm here turning on cardiac radio as well to make sure that we're all good. Audio and video. We're good to go. All right, so the message tonight is quite emphatic. It's longer than usual, but very, very deep. It tells us the following about our planet and the current state. And this is 1955. Let's think about this. A message that he brought to us in 1955 and is still very current. You may be surprised, but don't be surprised, because the moral evolution of our planet doesn't happen overnight. It happens throughout centuries, millennia. The evolution happens in the physical realm, it's faster, the intellect, the technology, the physical differences. But spiritually, morally, it takes longer to be very evident. I remember a passage in which Chico Xavier saw a spirit that seemed to be dressed as the Jewish of the ancient time, at Jesus' time. He was visiting the meeting, and he said, and Emmanuel told him, that the spirit reported that materially the earth looked quite different, but the behavior of people was very similar. And that is not reprimanding people, it was just an observation telling us really to press on. We need to work upon ourselves. We are in this beautiful school, we have beautiful teachers in both realms of life, leading us into a beautiful new experience. We are here to grow, to progress. We should rejoice every day. We have no reason to be sad, but reasons to rejoice, knowing that we're invited each and every day to grow and to progress. Euripides Barçanufo tonight is going to lead us into a new understanding, the understanding that life really on the earth needs a special attention, okay? Okay, here we have it. Dear brothers and sisters, may the Master protect and illuminate us. Your understanding must expand to understand the gravity of the moment that your world is going through. Spirits in charge of the enlightenment of the minds, in the knowledge of the eternal laws of justice, have for millennia been employing all of their inexhaustible capacity for action and love in favor of this movement. However, only now does it seem that their hearts taking on the disposition to understand the sacred lessons of salvation. However, in spite of such understanding, Very few have been linked to the harmonious concert of love. There is always a tendency in the human heart for the analysis of the small details of the feelings that are vibrations and constitute the happiness of the spirits. In general, however, the analysis stagnates and becomes not productive, just beautiful speeches and bright concepts of sentences that are polished and beautiful. Observe it. The moment is grave. It is much necessary to reflect in any and all demonstration. It is much necessary your assistance to all those who ignore the sublime laws of love and deserve the protection of your understanding and of your tolerance. It is necessary. Your help is needed. You need to reflect in all and any demonstration of reprisal against those who will best benefit from your loss and your desire to help in search of their spiritual enlightenment for the lessons of the gospel. Avoid at all cost in this grave transition the strife at home, in the streets, and in your workplace. Remember that home is the sanctuary that we must respect with the purity of thoughts and actions. Do not forget that the street is one of the greatest opportunities which you shall sanctify through cordiality, gentleness, and understanding. Do not forget that in the workplace, we leave the footprints of our spirits through the energies we imprint in everything. Let those fluids be beneficial to the companions that Providence placed next to us for the blessings of the work. Everywhere, it makes the qualitative stamping of your character and of your heart, and of your heart imprinting it in all. Let us seek inner peace as the shield of our spirit at a time when all of our capacity for action and love will be required in preparation for a new era of work and improvement. Where does peace of conscience come from? Here is the question for the awakening of yours in your meditation. May Jesus bless and strengthen us. Let us pray and watch. Euripides on June 16, 1955. This message probably is not new to us, that the gravest moment. But let us recap. Why is it grave? We want to know why. There is no dogma here. Spiritism is a science, and we shall use our reasoning. If we think together, why is it grave? Why is Euripides Barsanulfo telling us? That was 1955, and we are in 2018. Why is it still grave? We would say even graver. Because right now, the decisions we make impact more greatly on what's going to happen next. I'll give an example. Nowadays, because of the advancements of technology, if you do anything to anybody, it may become international news and impact the whole world. Nowadays, our actions have larger consequences than we can imagine, due to the fact that the mass means of communication are at each and everybody's reach. You are making the news as much as a journalist. Of course, the journalist has greater impact because they have their network, they already have a captivated audience, but in spite of it, we have tools that are similar. We have pretty much almost all the same tools. The president of a country and the apparent ordinary person. They use the same social media. We all have an impact. Nowadays, the moment is grave because our decisions have larger repercussions. We become co-responsible for the impact of those decisions to a larger number of people. For example, when people talk about the suicide of a celebrity, okay? The studies have already shown that if we talk too much about it, it induces more people to commit suicide. Can you imagine? Recently, there was the suicide of a certain celebrity, and all the studies showed, the survey, the increase in the number of suicides afterwards. Okay? And Alexandra is kindly saying we must understand our share of responsibility. That's exactly what it is. And thus the moment is graver. It's graver because this reincarnation is our last opportunity on the earth. And we say last in the sense of it's the most important moment in which we're going to define ourselves. It's like the exam time when you're studying in school. It's the last exam. And of course, there will be more things and other tests and exams in the future, but they are of another level. Of this level, of a planet of trials and expiations, tests and atonements, we right now are living the ultimate exam time. That's why many things hurt more deeply in us. Because we're being tested on the very things we have been studying for many lives. So breathe in and out. What is the conclusion for us? Professor Eurípides Barçanufo is saying, you must understand the gravity of the moment. And know that the enlightened spirits, they have been giving us all the tasks, all the lessons, all the opportunities, and it's on us to be willing to fulfill the lessons we have been given. What does it mean? Goodwill. No wonder the master of all masters, Jesus Christ, said, goodwill, peace on earth and goodwill among men, in humanity. Why? Goodwill is the defining factor. Let us assess our goodwill. How are you doing in regards of your goodwill? Scale 0 to 10. Scale 0 to 10. Let's assess. Where are we? 0 being like, oh, I'm very poor at my goodwill. Or 10, I'm doing so well. I think about something, boom, I go right there. I don't hesitate, I don't stumble, I have nothing that I feel impedes me. I really feel like I can get it, I can do it. Where do you think you are? Because that's what we need to talk about. Goodwill is defining. Chapter 3 of the book Thought and Life by Emmanuel. Will. The driving force of the soul, says Leon Denis as well in his book, After Death. In those books, we get the affirmation and reaffirmations that will is everything. So tell yourself, I can do it. Right, Bernadette? Yeah, tell me about it. I feel the challenge lately, but not giving up. Right on, Bernadette Leal. Exactly, Dulce. So friends, tonight the message is about goodwill. Where are we? Are we ready to do what we need to do? And that's not about a job or a title, a degree. It's about especially the acquisition of virtues. Where are we in that regard? We can no longer give excuses and say, oh, well, that's who I am. No. Take that sentence out of your sentences. Out. Say, you know what? Who am I? I am a child of God. And if you're a child of God, you're light. You are a child of God. You reincarnated to learn to do good. And that's why we're here. To learn. To learn and to serve. So, it doesn't matter the past. As Chico Xavier said, I cannot change the past. So, contemplating the past, talking about the past, repeating about the past is not going to help. You and I, we have full potential. To unlimited levels, really. What is the difference between you and Jesus Christ? Time. And maybe effort. But I would say mostly time. Yes, because when the earth was created, he was already perfect, pure. And we're talking about billions of years. So he's billions of years ahead of us. That means that if we keep working on it, keep working on it, keep working on it, keep riding the horse of the good, do the good, do the good, do the good, do the good, we're going to get there. So keep telling yourself, reaffirming, I can do it. You stumble, stand up again, continue. And thought is life. So we need to visualize ourselves already there. When you think, the bar is too high, Jesus proposes too difficult, forgiving offenses, forgiving. You see what he says? Forgive the trespasses, the offenses, meaning do not take offense. Of course, you need to protect yourself from people that hurt you, people that harm you. Of course, protect, it's preservation. But don't take the offense. Don't take it. You understand that they hurt? It's okay. They're entitled to their decision. I'm entitled to not be there, but I don't take offense. That's what forgiveness is all about. He didn't say, it's not the person, it's what we understand of it all. It's our interpretation. Many of us take offenses without actually having been sent. That offense wasn't sent to us. And we feel offended. Don't take it. Leave it. Forgive, forget. And he says, oh, the bar is too high. But think about this. What about you in a billion years? Where are you going to be? You're going to be there. You're going to be better. So aim, tell yourself, coach each and every day, I can do it. And I'm going to work on it. And I am working on it. Tell yourself, I can do it. I am working on it. He says here to us, Professor Oedipus Barsanulfo, he says to us, the moment is serious. Observe it. Okay? You are needed to help those who ignore the sublime laws. And we have been seeing spiritists behaving just like people who don't know anything about spiritism. How can we dare not to be courageous enough to change our lives. People who are spiritists, they know the consequences of alcohol, for example. The spiritual material consequences, the future consequences, because it's considered indirect suicide, whether it's social drinking or not. And they behave just like everybody else who doesn't know this truth. That's how serious it is. We know, period. Tonight at the mediumistic meeting of the Spiritist Center in Virginia, we got to know. The mentor said that we need to be courageous to trim our lives around according to what we know. We cannot keep on living like everybody else who doesn't know of it. It's not that we're better, but how are they gonna know if we don't comply with this new disposition that we know of, that our conscience was awake? No wonder Jesus said, leave the dead to the dead. Why? Because there are many people who are dead. They're literally the walking dead. Yeah, that exists. You look at many people, they like wake up like zombies. They wake up like, please give me coffee. I don't know why I'm here. I'm just dreaming of my next vacation. And they are like robotically doing everything. They pick up their children, kiss goodnight, go to sleep. The child is not sleeping well, but they don't see it. They don't care. They barely see their employees or their friends or their family members. This is how many people are behaving, like walking dead. But if you know, and you are awake, if I know, and I am awake, inevitably, we're not going to be zombies anymore. And we'll be, one by one, with our own attitude, different. People are going to look, maybe find it weird. Maybe they're not going to buy into that. That's okay. Others are going to look like, that's interesting. Why do you do it? Well, because I know life goes on. Oh, really? Do you believe in that? I do. So then we share. We just share. That's what Jesus said. Don't put the light under the table. Don't hide it. If that lamp is lighting up your life, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. We have to have the courage. But we're not indoctrinating anybody. We're just customizing our lives to what we know is important. And that means your life is going to be changed. The life of your family is going to be changed. Tonight also, just so how it's going to be changed, let me share with you. In our mediumistic meeting, there was a spirit who came and said that he was brought to that meeting out of his will. He didn't want it, but he was rescued from a house because they prayed. And they asked for prayers, and they prayed. And that spirit was an obsessor. And he was, with his mouth, emitting poisonous fluids that were poisoning energetically, fluidically, the food that people were eating. What does that mean? We need to pray before we eat. André Luiz talks about it in his books, about the family who is eating in the incarnate plane, and he is there visiting. He sees six discarnates eating together. And he has a conversation with the mentor about it. In our mediumistic meeting, we were reminded about the importance of praying before eating. Praying our homes, not only for our sake, but for the sake of the spirits who come to our homes, who may be living with us, inhabiting our homes with us. And not necessarily they are there because they love us. Sometimes it's otherwise. So that's an opportunity for us to meditate on our daily habits and customize it. Because as Oedipus Barsanovo says, it's serious. And he gives a very straightforward recommendation. Avoid at all costs in this serious hour of transition, struggles, fights, strife at home, in the streets, and in workplaces. And he says, our home is a sanctuary that we must respect. How? With our purity of thoughts and actions. And I know many people who go home and they do the opposite. It's not a sanctuary. They say, well, it's my home. I watch porn. I drink. I curse. I say bad words. I do whatever I like. Okay. And you receive whatever you liked. And then how can the superior spirit help? If we're that loose, it's a temple. It's a sanctuary. A sanctuary. Think about this expression. Your home as a sanctuary, where you sanctify yourself, where you purify, where you sculpt yourself. But Vanessa, I want to be myself. Let's rephrase it. You want to be your divine self. Our home, in our home, let's be our divine selves, and life's going to be transformed. Let's be in our best behavior. That's not to be uptight. You can be a joyful person knowing that you are in the best of you. You're divine. Allow the other parts to be sculpted beautifully, molded, and harmonize. This message is us of harmonization. We need to change our habits. He says, in the streets, when you do grocery shopping, you go to the cleaners, to the pharmacy, you're driving. How should we then in this grave moment behave? He says, don't forget that the street is one of the greatest opportunities to sanctify through cordiality, gentleness, and understanding. Please and thank you. People don't say anymore, and it bothers me sometimes when I say thank you and people say, uh-huh, thank you, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Where is your welcome? That politeness we need to rescue. We need a little bit more of this kindness, right? Instead of saying thank you, mm-hmm, oh yeah. No. It's like, you're welcome. Let us practice. Can you please pick this up for me? I came here to drop it off. Can you please pick it up? Thank you. I see people in restaurants. They tell their waiters and waitresses very roughly, bring me one more. As if they're slaves. Slavery is gone. It's like, excuse me, could you please bring me this? Excuse me. Please, thank you, you're welcome, and looking at people in the eyes. It's hard, I agree with you. Physiologically, when we look at people in the eyes, it may be very threatening. If we are not in the mindset of being children of God, I agree. If we feel like in the jungle, you don't want to look in the eyes, because when animals look at each other in the eyes, it means They are either gonna mate or they're gonna fight. That's not the case. When we raise ourselves to another spiritual level, which is sublimely human, we look at each other. Look at Chico Xavier. If you see videotapes of Chico Xavier, there would be lines of people, a line, an immense line of people waiting to see him, talk to him. But he would behave like as if the person who is in front of him would have been the last person in the world. It was a brief moment, but eternal. Look at the person in the eye, breathing in and out. Do you feel anxious? Are you like those people, when somebody looks at you, you feel like you have to say something? Because it's as if you're being judged. So don't say anything. Practice in the next 24 hours. Not saying anything. You don't need to prove anything. You don't need to reaffirm yourself. You don't need anything but just to be. Breathe in. And now think about it. I am a child of God. I don't need to prove anything to anybody. And even if the person asks us something, it's prudent to wait before we answer. It's prudent to wait for several reasons. One, because we're giving the person time to think what they're asking or what they're saying. Because often people say or ask questions without even thinking. And two, also because we need to ask ourselves, should I answer it or should I say something? Sometimes the best answer is silence. So for us, it's a practice. And Jesus was the master of such practicing silence. Sometimes people would come to him and say, Master, Master, this person is fantastic. They have high qualities. They can spread your teachings to the governors, to the most important people in our society. He would keep looking at people and say nothing. To the point that they left. Because he didn't say anything. And why would he say? How could he explain to them? It's as if children come to us and say, you know, this is the best celebrity in the world. What are you going to say? You're going to dispute with them? Let them think. It's okay. To their level, that's what they think. To their development. They are not inferior. They are just the way they are breaking. One day they will realize it. It's fruitless to spend time and energy to say it, right? Rihanna says, we have a song that teaches children that please and thank you. You are our keys to open doors of hearts. Oh, please and thank you. You are our keys to open doors of hearts. That's beautiful. Please and thank you. They can open the hearts of people, the doors of people's hearts. That's beautiful. And the quietness. People say, I don't need to react. I shouldn't react. And he says more. Workplaces. Now listen to this. The educator Dips Barsanulfo is telling us that the workplace is a place where we leave the footprint of our energies. Let these energies, the fluids, be beneficial to those that Providence brought to the blessings of our work. Often we look at people in our circle of relationships at work and we treat them like, oh yeah, if it's a boss, I say, oh my dear boss. If it's a colleague, whatever. If it's an employee, oh well. And we forget that we're meeting again for a reason. In the Spiritist magazine by Allan Kardec, we have the case of a servant who was quite young and discarnated. He went visiting his family. He got through an accident and died. His boss, when he got to know the news, he was distraught. He couldn't understand the reason of it all in a mediumistic meeting. Okay? We get to know through that servant that came to explain that in a previous life, he was the adopted son of his boss. His boss, in a previous life, adopted this spirit as a son, gave him the world, and this son did not multiply the talents. He actually took it all for granted. So when he discarnated in that life, he asked to come back to his father, to the family, but this time come back to do what? To give back, to serve the family. No wonder the affection existed, but he had to come as an employee. So sometimes our employees were former children of ours, family members who come back for a beautiful reason, a sublime reason, and we don't see it. So Euripides Barsanuf is saying, pay attention. Everybody matters. Give the best of you, especially at this time, because it's exam time. We're living in our exam time. Let's apply ourselves. Be good students and rejoice, because we more than ever have lots of help, as he says. And he says at the end of this message, you will gain peace of mind following through with your commitments. So if we want to sleep well, let's work harder to the benefit of all. Yes, sacrifice our egos and our temporary needs, because that we have been spoiling ourselves for many lives. Now it's time to please God inside of us by beginning to tell ourselves, I love and approve myself in ways that are pleasing to God. And what is it? When I share with people, when I work harder to help people in my life. So friends, this is the message of Professor Euripides Barsanuf tonight or today. To all of us, let us meditate and exercise this great wisdom and live better. Be more at peace. Share the good news with everyone in your lives so we can build this kingdom of God on earth as it already is and exists in heaven. Shall we? So let us meet again tomorrow for more moments of harmony with Euripides Barsanuf. For now, we leave you with a big hug, and God willing, we'll see each other tomorrow.